Let's talk about the week the world changed, droned the voice on the podcast. Sightings of dinosaurs in rural Northern California began to pour in early one morning in...
Why don't we turn that off? Claire Deering suggested, leaning over from the passenger seat and letting go of the lock of bright red hair she had been playing with to abruptly turn off the tablet.
Nothing we haven't heard or lived before, right, kiddo?
The driver, a rugged young man named Owen Grady, asked, glancing in the rearview mirror of the camper van, trying to catch Maisie's eye.
Right, Maisie agreed, not looking up from her sketchbook.
The girl was working on a drawing of a raptor and had just finished the details on the claws. All she had to do now was add a bit of color. Maisie was tucked in the back of the orange camper, affectionately named Pumpkin, with her pencils and sketchbook. Pumpkin was old, like 1970s old, totally ancient. But the camper van chugged up every dirt road and mountain pass like a monster truck. Maisie suspected Owen had rigged the engine to give the van a little more oomph. It probably had something to do with the lever he'd installed by the front seat that he told her to never touch unless it was a dinosaur emergency. They'd been on the road since morning, leaving Central California behind and heading north. They stopped only for gas and snacks, which was normal these days. The landscape out the window was miles and miles of forest. It'd been like that for hours. Off-grid. That was what Owen called how they'd been living. It was hard to believe that it had been nearly 2 years now. A few days after they fled the estate that Maisie used to think of as home, Owen had left Maisie and Claire for the whole day. When he returned, he was driving Pumpkin instead of the Wagoneer they'd been traveling in. It was a better fit for their plan. For a week, Owen worked on outfitting Pumpkin in all sorts of special ways. And then he and Claire packed the van with camping gear and everything they'd need to stay on the move. Then, all three of them left. Just like that. People were looking for them. It was safer not to stay in one place, Claire and Owen both told Maisie. And she knew they were right. Staying put wasn't a good idea when people were looking for you. And people had to be looking for her. Right? She was the one who'd started all this. If the government knew what she did, they'd want to punish her. And if they knew what she was... Maisie wasn't even going to go there. Not right now. She had other stuff to worry about.
What are you drawing back there, Maisie? Claire asked.
Just doodling, Maisie said, shading in the dark streak that ran the length of the raptor's body. The last time she'd seen blue, the dinosaur had been scared out of her mind, Maisie remembered. She'd been protecting Blue from the Indoraptor, a savage dinosaur nightmare that had been concocted in a genetics lab by some of the same people who might be looking for them now.
Do you think the sightings are real? She asked as she tried to perfect her sketch. She frowned. The shade of blue was too bright, practically cobalt. She needed to mix in a little gray to make it accurate. Do you think it's blue this time?
We've gotten good tips listening to police scanners and citizen radio so far, Claire said. Remember how I told you the citizens' band radio was invented in 1945 so average people could communicate?
I know what CBs are, Maisie said hurriedly.
Living off-grid meant no official schoolwork or tutors, like she had at her grandfather's estate. That was pretty cool. But it also meant Claire had thrown herself headfirst into making everything she could into a lesson. Owen's idea of teaching was more fun and usually involved showing Maisie how to track in the woods or sharing cool facts about dinosaur behavior. He even showed her how to throw a knife. But Claire had gotten kind of mad when she found them. She told Maisie that pocket knives were for cutting things and rescue attempts only, not for throwing. Maisie tried to listen to Claire.
A lot of the time, she actually managed it. She used her pocket knife for cutting things. She hadn't come across anything needing rescue yet. And she remembered the thing about the CB radio.